Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of these airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website as well, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. Again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. You can submit different things to it. Others vote. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. See what I mean? Get interactive and do it all free.
This is the kind of voting where everybody wins.
Yeah, well, I mean, it counts. The voting counts. You may not. There's no prize. But being on the first page is a prize.
What a sales pitch that was.
I suppose being the top story, as a fleeting of a moment as it may be, because there's always changing. It's every single day there's likely a new top story there.
Sometimes during the day.
But it is nice to know, though, that something that you're passionate about and interested in that you can share with other people, that you can, you know, get it voted up
share. It's a cool little system, mm-hmm. And that's probably the reason why the website has seen a surge in popularity over the last year since... It's been probably about a year and a half now since we launched it, and
so we're rated as among the top 20 libertarian websites
in
the world.
That's right. So you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Now there's more news coming up here about kids and the police. We've already talked about a mom who was convicted of vehicular homicide, faces 3 years in prison for crossing the street with her children. She didn't cross at a crosswalk.
Unsuccessfully crossing the street.
Some drunk driver hit her kid, and they charged mom with vehicular homicide for not crossing at a crosswalk, but the crosswalks
don't exist. But there were no crosswalks.
So how the hell was she supposed to do that in the first place? And then the mom who she ends up getting arrested at a TSA checkpoint because she got upset because they wanted to touch her little girl.
Where are the dads? Where are the macho, knight in shining armor kind of guys?
They've been thrown in jail.
What's with all the moms having to do this, you know?
Look, the moms are the only ones who can do it.
And
I mean, I'm sorry to say that it's just, if dads do this, they're going to go to jail for a long time. Because the guy's just more threatening when he makes
true.
A fuss.
That's true.
And then in other news, we've actually got another lemonade stand story. We'll give that to you here in a little bit. But first, Harry Potter. We've been talking with Michelle here. She arrived a little late tonight because she was coming back from Harry Potter, and it's been a big deal for you, this whole Harry Potter experience. You've been kind of on a whirlwind Harry Potter tour.
Yes.
Now, wait, did you say you had read the books at all?
I did not. I'm going to go back and read the books.
Neither did I.
I've just seen the movies. I should have come in with my robe. I had a costume.
You totally should have done that.
You had a robe?
You tease.
Yes.
I would imagine it's you in a little tutu with a wand.
But I disrobed before I came in.
Good for you.
So the Harry Potter movie, the final one, the last of the series, came out today. And it's been, according to early news reports, it's been selling out theaters. So this has been a big
every
deal.
Every single, at the IMAX, you know, the tickets are $15, $17.50 if you order it in advance,
right,
because of the fee. And they were sold out. The Midnight Show was sold out 2 weeks ago.
Was it pretty packed? I know you went to the earliest show today. Was it pretty packed?
Yeah, every seat.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people who are obsessed with Harry Potter. I mean, there are people that are probably more obsessed than you.
I'm not obsessed. I'm, like, excited. This is just my new thing to be excited about.
Yeah, but you dressed up. I mean,
you get more excited than most folks do initially, so it could look like obsession.
Okay, I mean, getting dressed up is a pretty unusual thing to do for a film. You did that, and there are a number of people that do that.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're looking at the stories in the news about the Harry Potter film, it's inevitable that there's a photo of some of the fans in their costumes waiting to get into the theater. And there's a piece over the Washington Times about how to cope. Grief counseling for muggles mourning the final Harry Potter film. And for those that don't know, a muggle is the slang term for people who are not magically inclined in the films.
You remember when we had the Christian the Scientologist on, and I was using the term muggles for the people that are not Scientologists?
Yeah. Oh,
I really
gosh.
Didn't like that.
Yes, she didn't like that. So, fear not, Hogwarts junkies. Yes, the release of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 marks the end of a cinematic era. 8 films, 10 years. It's hard to believe that they actually came out a decade ago.
Right.
But you've literally seen the kids in the film go from around age 10 to around age 20.
Age 11, yeah, is when they started.
$6 billion and counting in worldwide ticket sales. But that doesn't mean your fantasy fix is about to vanish like an invisibility cloak. Take it, it's very cute. Take it from the Trekkies and the Star Wars nerds. They've been there. The effect of Harry Potter will be felt long after the movies are over, according to a California-based university lecturer and expert.
It's highly illogical.
On the cultural anthropology of Star Trek fandom, the franchise will be alive. It's too large a culture. You don't just deconstruct it easily. A wise man, probably William Faulkner, possibly the people who keep making the Saw movies, once said, "The past is never dead. It's not even past." And the same holds true for beloved movie and book franchises. If the examples of Star Trek and Star Wars are any guide, the greater Potterverse figures to live long and prosper well after the last film board's Charon's Ferry? How do you pronounce that? C-H-A-R-O-N.
I've always used Charon.
Charon's Ferry to its Blu-ray afterlife. Herewith, some advice for coping with loss and tending the flame of memory grief counseling for mourning muggles. So some suggestions.
You know, they're mentioning Star Trek and Star Wars here. I think another one is Lord of the Rings. There's a little bit of a generation that was stuck in between these that got excited about Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's the level of excitement is that of Star Trek or Star Wars.
Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
I like the movies, but
I read the books and
I was
a fan.
Oh, the books, man! No, I found the books to be entirely difficult to read.
Really,
Hobbit.
I've never read them.
I read them. Yeah, I read Hobbit and I thought that went well. But the Lord of the Rings, man, it seemed like he wanted to fill up three large volumes with just descriptions.
You have to be able to read multisyllabic words, though.
Yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, I think.
Like sesquipedalian.
What's that?
Go look it up. Mourners have wakes. Come together. Mourners
he ate
have...
the last cookie. Now he's talking like this to me.
All right, I'll give it to you, Mark. Sesquipedalian is someone who uses long words.
Okay.
I learned that one from Lionel, by the way. Mourners have wakes. Nerds, we mean that in a nice way, have conventions where fanboys and girls can make friends, swap stories, debate canon, play dress-up, and enrich franchise actors' IRAs via paid autograph signings. The first Star Trek conventions took place in the early 1970s, a byproduct of a letter-writing campaign to keep the original ratings challenge television series on the air. The crusade failed, but the meetups themselves were a huge success, spawning a global cottage industry that today encompasses dozens of annual events. A Las Vegas Trek soiree regularly draws 15,000, and countless eye-popping costumes, including Vulcan fire dancers, and green body painted Orion slave girls.
You've got to have those. If you don't have the green girl in the fuzzy bikini, you just don't have a Star Trek convention.
Eric Geller, a Star Wars fanatic and 20-year-old college student from Bethesda, advises Potter fans to follow suit. Maybe not literally. He says, "Personally, I would never wear a costume," said Geller, who manages social media for a popular Star Wars fan website. "But people at conventions do some amazing things. The best example is the 501st Legion, a group of guys in stormtrooper costumes."
Yeah.
"They go around doing charity events. They do droid hunts."
That's some good stuff.
"What's a droid hunt? Do you know, Mark?"
I don't know what a droid hunt is, but I know this this 501st Legion.
When they go hunting for C-3PO or something?
Yeah, I guess the idea.
Something like that. It says you play a droid, and if they catch you, you're entered into a lottery for cool prizes. Conventions aren't just sitting around talking about your favorite scene and looking back. You're in the moment, finding new ways to enjoy the movies. Do it yourself. Author J.K. Rowling has claimed she's finished writing Potter novels. Not to worry, fans are already picking up the slack, creating fan fiction about Harry and company.
Now, they've been doing that for a very long time, I'm sure.
Making fan fiction? Yeah. Sure. Anything that becomes popular instantly has things like fan fiction generated for it. And in some cases, the fan fiction, I don't know if they mentioned this, but in some cases... Yeah, they do. The fan fiction is more than just stories. Some of them will take these stories and turn them into their own films.
Yes.
So with like the Star Wars and the Star Trek franchises, they actually have people that are so fanatical that they actually spend their hard-earned money. This is their hobby, essentially, making the next Star Wars movie. Using the characters and everything, and you know, they always have like some disclaimer at the front. This is not intended to make a profit, because they don't want to get sued by whichever company owns whatever the so-called rights are to the film. And usually, if the companies are smart, they leave these people alone,
yep.
And they don't pick on them, because they understand that having
it's better publicity for them.
Right, having the fanatics out there do these things keeps their franchise alive.
The best Star Wars one is Chad Bader, Day Shift Manager. This is the best.
The original,
the best,
right? Because there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them. The first couple are really the ones to see. My new laser checkout system.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. I've actually got a story about checkout systems here tonight, too, since you mentioned it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Peter Krasnamo from Midas Resources. Today is July 15th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.88. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.27.92, $8.13.96 for a half ounce, and $4.06.98 for a quarter ounce. $16.27.92, $8.13.96, and $4.06.98.
The Constitution and Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore and trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $480 plus shipping and handling, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours on the site. You got the last week's worth there at the top of the page. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. That's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit JurisDictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course, JurisDictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. Again, it's JurisDictionary.com.
There's kind of a fun story over at the Washington Times about the Harry Potter phenomenon and the fans and how they can cope with the ending of the series of films. The last film was released today across the United States. And I guess, Michelle, you say the whole thing's in 3D, which that sounds like fun. Did you feel like the 3D effect was pretty worthwhile? Was it worth the extra, you know, $5 or whatever to see it in 3D, do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. It was cool.
When we saw that the movie with the blue people... Avatar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw it two times in theaters. One time I saw it in, the first time I saw it in IMAX, the second time I saw it in sort of a regular theater that wasn't IMAX. And I was so totally the second time going, meh. You know, the IMAX made all the difference in the world to me.
Really? You thought so? I didn't really feel like it was that much worse at the 3D theater.
I really did. I was totally just, it took the magic was gone for me the second time.
Well, that's because you'd already seen it, silly.
You'd be an acclimated to the 3D.
There's plenty of movies out there that I enjoy seeing the second time. Iron Man, when that came out. Mm. I'm really excited about Captain America that's coming out, which has got to be.
I knew you were going to get Captain America there.
Kind of. Well, you know, it comes out next week.
Are you, like, as geeky for Captain America as Michelle is for Harry Potter?
I was pushing a couple of years ago. I don't have anything. You know, I've tried every year to get my wife to allow me to have a couple $100 for a Captain America
outfit.
You
want Captain America underwear, I bet.
I have
got to make it.
And several T-shirts and things like that.
Just make up a shield or something like that.
Paint a garbage can?
Right. Lid? That's what you do. Homebrew stuff.
The shield is such an iconic portion of Captain America,
right.
That it has to be something that's right. I mean, you can get away with so much more. You could go without a costume as long as you have the shield.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm excited about going. I always think it's kind of strange. So many people listen to this show probably think those boys are un-American, but Captain America is my favorite. You know, and I just wonder if it seems strange to our sort of longtime listeners.
Why would that be? I don't know. I don't know why that'd be strange. You've talked about Captain America in the past.
I just
wearing Captain America T-shirts and such.
I don't know. I mean,
do you have a man crush on Captain America?
He's not real.
Well, and didn't Captain America turn against the U.S. federal government?
Back in the 70s, I didn't turn against. He hung up his shield because he was upset with, I think, racial equality in the United States, turned into the character Nomad. He has, again, and then in the situation with Civil War, which is
the recent one.
A couple of years ago, the United States government, at the behest of Iron Man, Tony Stark,
the fascist,
was going to, that's the role he played in that. Yeah. Somebody had to, in that particular series that, you know, he wanted all the characters, all the superheroes to register with the federal government. Captain America said, even though the federal government, he works for S.H.I.E.L.D., he's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He said, to hell with that.
Yeah, no way. That's not acceptable. And he led the resistance, culminating in his death, which, of course, now he's back.
Well, right. I mean, of course. I mean, how couldn't you be a fan of that as a liberty-minded person? That sounds pretty... great.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I suspect that this movie is going to be very World War II hoo-ha.
Is that when it's going to be taking place?
Yeah. Marvel created this kind of Nazi organization called Hydra.
Okay.
And he's going to be fighting, you know, Hydra's...
The multi-headed snake.
Baden von Stumler.
multi-headed creature, I guess. Mythical creature, not really a snake. I guess.
Yeah, it's a mythical
creature.
And then there's another one, Baron Zemo or something like that. And these guys are sort of the Nazis that he fights. And Red Skull.
Okay, so you said the Nazis that he fights. And, you know, back to Harry Potter for just one moment. That is actually, pardon me, that was, you know, that evil, the Aryan idea. That's really what Lord Voldemort is, the bad guy. What he's trying to do is kill the Muggles.
Mm.
Because he wants to wipe out all non-magic race.
He's kind of like Magneto. He considers the humans to be a lesser race, and one could argue that that would be the truth, right? Mm. I mean, if you're dealing with a small race of people who are magically inclined and the rest of us are not, then, you know, why have all those people that aren't around?
Right. Doesn't want to soil and bloody the lines.
Shall we continue with the coping tips?
Sure,
here
coping
for the fans?
Please,
because
I might go home and, like, have a breakdown.
So, according to the Washington Times, speaking with various different coping experts and fan fanatics of various different series like Star Trek and Star Wars, they're talking about things you can do. One was to have a convention, and I'd be surprised if there isn't already one. I presume there isn't, because I would hope the person who wrote this piece would have researched that.
This is a pretty serious newspaper. This is from Washington.
Yeah, the Washington Times.
Yeah, you'd think they'd research.
So get yourself a convention together. That's something that clearly will continue a franchise on into the future. Like Star Wars, Star Trek, Transformers even have a convention. Let's see, what else is out there? Lebowski, the Big Lebowski, Fest. So there's all kinds of conventions out there for relatively popular films, even ones that don't have a long history. Lebowski was just a one-off.
And proud we are of all of them.
Yeah. So the other one is do it yourself. Write some fan fiction or make fan fiction movies. Says here, for the less literary-minded, improvements in video effects and editing technology have turned fan-made films into a genre so hot that George Lucas himself has taken notice. The Star Wars creator is sponsoring a contest to recognize the likes of Chad Vader, Day Shift Manager,
awesome.
A humorous spoof that chronicles the pedestrian adventures of Darth Vader's little brother, a down-on-his-luck grocery store middle manager. An overnight shift, too, right?
Wasn't well, he got reduced to the overnight shift after he tried to use the force, I believe, on the night shift manager.
Right.
Something happened. I don't know. It didn't go well for Chad. You had to create some kind of conflict.
With Star Wars, you even see people unhappy with where Lucas has taken the films, according to the fanatic. You see them fixing what they think is wrong. Wish Dumbledore was still alive? Then get typing. Spinoff and off, the original Star Trek spawned 6 television series over 4 decades.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. I mean, this is really, you know, and the fans still love it. I watched...
they're clamoring for more.
The Next Generation or the New Generation, I always get them confused. There was a Robotech cartoon that was called The Other Thing, but this isn't. And then there was Deep Space Nine, and then they went on after that. I didn't watch any of the ones after that, but I really enjoyed those.
People want to know if my last name, Seven, is actually my name or if I was named after the Star Trek
character. If you were
bored.
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So more coping suggestions coming up here, and you can certainly share your thoughts on the Harry Potter franchise. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, instructions are available as to how to become part of the Shrine there.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy. So if your business needs to be handled, your accounts receivable needs to be handled by somebody else because you just hate doing it, check out SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, once again, 800-259-9231. We'll get back to more Harry Potter coping tips here in a little bit, but we've got Doug on the line, formerly Miss Porcupole of 2010. Doug, you're with us here on Free Talk Live. You won. Miss Porcupole is this cute little name for the person who wins the pole dancing contest that happens.
Doug can work a pole.
Yeah, that happens each year.
He beat me.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival. He deserved to win.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great.
I didn't beat you, Michelle. Michelle, you taught me everything I know. You're my inspiration.
Sometimes the student becomes the master.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll settle on being the muse. I'm not going to be the teacher anymore, but I'll be the muse. How about that?
That's really good. Yeah, so I got beat by some stupid, you know, I don't know, go-go dancer with, like, you know, perfect body, and, you know, she's all tall and cool and looks like they can dance really well.
Don't you hate that?
I taught her. She wasn't going to pole dance until I picked her up and dragged her out there.
Oh, so maybe we've started a trend, Doug.
Yeah, I am her muse, perhaps.
So, by the way, we're talking about Buzz's big gay dance party, which happens. It happened the last 2 years at Porkfest, and I imagine it will be happening again, but I haven't heard any news on that.
It'll be bigger and gayer.
We'll let you know. It's hard to get much bigger and gayer, but it certainly was big and gay this time around. Anyway, Doug, what else are you calling about tonight?
I was getting in trouble for some of those pictures on Facebook, but I took care of those. Hey, a few days ago you asked for people who lived in Minnesota to talk about how the shutdown is affecting them.
Yeah, well, I heard that the shutdown's going to end. Is that true?
I have heard nothing about it. It doesn't affect my life.
Okay.
So, but I'll tell you this. The shutdown now, and it's funny because all the revenue-generating or a lot of the revenue-generating functions, like you would think they wouldn't shut down, like the casino. We have a state racetrack here. The campgrounds, you mentioned those. Those are a profit center in the summertime. They shut all of those things down, you know. And then all the other stuff like the highway patrol, the sheriffs, well, they're county, I guess. But all those, you know, enforcers, they're out of still. You know, they're all over the place.
Isn't that interesting? And what about garbage pickup and...
That's city, county, private. We've got a lot of places that's private where there's competition, you know, where the three people compete for your business, and if you choose one or the other one, they give you a free week, so people just keep on.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, obviously, yeah. For free market, you know, reasons, but I was in Papeete in Tahiti back years ago when the mail as well as the garbage people went on strike, and the whole island just was a giant stench of foul odor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The other thing that I did, I'm driving to my, in a way, a private campground. It's my cabin. You know, I'm going up there, and I'm inviting people to come up and camp on my private campground. So those are up and running. There are several of them. Something else interesting, by a rest stop. All state-operated rest stops are closed.
Wow, that's outrageous.
By one that is operated by the Brainerd Chamber of Commerce. Big open sign on it. Privately run.
That's really bad for the girls. Guys can still stop off there and take it out to a tree, but you know, that's
it's a little trickier for the ladies for sure. Doug, thanks for the update, man. I appreciate it. So have a safe drive out there, and thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. The news on the shutdown here. By the way, record-setting shutdown. One it has lasted longer than any other state government shutdown thus far. And it may eclipse the federal government. The federal government was a 15-day shutdown back in the 1990s. That was a record there. This one may eclipse that because it was a few days ago that we talked about this, and it was 11 days at that point. It's now been, I think, at least a few more days since that point. And according to the story over at myfoxtwincities.com, while Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton and Republican leaders reached a budget agreement to end the state government shutdown, there are still lots of questions. When will lawmakers vote on the deal? Are both sides in jeopardy of not getting enough votes? Dayton spokes bureaucrats said details of the budget bill should be finalized in private meetings over the weekend, and the governor could bring lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special session as early as Monday. So it sounds like it's not going to be any sooner than Monday before they start getting the ball rolling again on the Minnesota government. So therefore, it sounds to me like they are going to set the national record for the longest government shutdown in the United States across the board, federal and state.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'll be really excited if the House and Senate can't agree to increase the debt ceiling in the federal government and that we see something like that.
Well, yeah, the threat last night or the threat that we shared last night came earlier this week was that they're not going to send out Social Security checks. If they don't come to an agreement, that's
well, and the irony there is that Social Security is actually earned money from, you know, people. That's not an entitlement.
It's not discretionary. Budget. It's not discretionary, and doesn't have anything to do with the budget.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, that's absolutely holding America hostage for what they want. And this is the other thing about this government shutdown in Minnesota is they're still holding people hostage. The claim is, hey, we'll be back in a few days. Don't worry, we'll get this straightened out. And so all these people who are out on, these pensioned government employees are out, you know, waiting for their jobs to get back. We had a lady call in who was she a school teacher, Ian?
What? I don't recall. She worked for the state.
She worked in the state in some capacity. No, she worked for the forestry department or something in some capacity. She said she was an efficient bureaucrat and good for her.
That's an oxymoron.
Well, you know, you could do the best you can in a particular job.
Okay.
And they you know, she's waiting to go back. What is she supposed to? What's she supposed to do? She wants to go out and get a job.
She already put in applications at other places.
You know, you don't know what's going to go on, and you know, this is one of the things that the state does. You know, they lose the efficient employees who can go on and make more money in the marketplace, and they keep the ones who aren't. I remember when my wife worked for the vocational services or whatever in Florida, she was done with her list of things to do for the year in August. And then she began to seeing other people's clients for them. Her clients were shuffled off. Her completed clients were shuffled off and given to other employees to make them look more efficient. She's done in August.
So realistically, she could have slowed down tremendously and still been
That's what the rest
paid.
Of them do.
1-800-259-9231. So back to the fun, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
The suggestion as to multiple suggestions as to what to do to cope with your loss, the loss of the Harry Potter film franchise, at least as we know it. Was it you, Michelle, that suggested the prequel as an option earlier?
That would be an option, sure.
Yeah, that seems like a no-brainer, right? Because
I don't really think that there's. I think that a prequel is an option. I don't think to go beyond or even to branch off would be very interesting. But to go back into maybe
to
have
his parents
something,
or whatever.
Yeah, and that
the
generation
original,
with
the original
Snape,
Voldemort
Snape.
Story.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
Wasn't the father in the Order of the Phoenix or something like that? Wasn't there a relative in the Order of the Phoenix?
Yes.
They could do something like that. But this J.K. Rowling, you said she was more wealthy than the Queen at this point. I don't see why she would allow her franchise to be used by Hollywood to go on and do anything, you know.
Well, why not? It could make more money.
You don't need it at that point.
But at that point, you can give a bunch of it away, so why wouldn't you?
I suppose.
So, continuing with suggestions.
Because you want to protect your intellectual property, that's why.
But what? Why?
Well, like, she could write another book.
Why doesn't Lucas turn it over to turn the Star Trek franchise over to somebody else to do some other stuff?
Lucas is a socialist.
So there's more suggestions here as to how to cope with this situation. We've already gone through have a convention. We've also talked about folks doing fan fiction and fan films. Are there more suggestions? We'll come up to those in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can certainly share your thoughts on Harry Potter and what it means, what it all means. What did you see? What was the message for you? It's Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you enjoy this program, you can help support Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. When you enter Amazon through the links present on that site, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. It's basically a way for Amazon to reward us for sending them business. So you were going to go shop at Amazon anyway, likely. I mean, if you're shopping on the internet, you've likely shopped at Amazon. So just enter through our portal over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale when you do that. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you, and you've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try anyway. Well, they're in a healthier option. They're 22,000 times healthier than cigarettes. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save on average about $120 a month by using e-cigarettes. So you're already start by being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. Well, what more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL, and you'll get a free starter kit and free shipping. There's free shipping on all orders over $60 at Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, we continue with coping suggestions for those who are concerned, for those who are distraught by the fact that the Harry Potter film franchise may be over. Unless they do something like a spinoff or a prequel, it's pretty much a done deal as of the latest film, which was just released today. And the Washington Times is getting into it here with some experts on coping, as well as people who are just fanatics about certain films and talking about things that fans do to keep the flame alive, so to speak. You've got, of course, conventions, which are, in many cases, very, very popular, like with Star Wars and Star Trek and Transformers and such. And then also, of course, you've got fan fiction, which has really exploded in popularity since the dawn of the internet here, is becoming more popular over time. As the cost of producing things, I mean, obviously it costs nothing to word process, and the cost of doing like fan films, of course, continues to come down. That's the reason why fan films started to happen in the first place, was because it's within reach of the average person who, if it's your hobby, you spend a few $100 and get yourself a camera and spend a few more and get other equipment, and before you know it, you've got the stuff you need to make a movie with. And they've got digital effects now that are...
I wonder if they'll have pornographic Harry Potter movies.
They probably already do.
I think they have already pornographic fan fiction. I haven't read it, but I read about it at one
point.
Or
fan artwork, for instance.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does happen. I mean, people, The Simpsons have this stuff. Yeah.
Isn't it Rule 34? Isn't that what it's called? If you can think about it, there's probably porn of it. So if you can think of The Simpsons, there's porn of that. If you can think of Harry Potter, there's porn of that.
The prequel, I think that there's absolute room for that. And when I was growing up, Star Wars came out when I was like 8 or something like that. And so Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, I thought that was it, you know. And then this Episode 1 came out, and I'm like, no. And I'd say to my kids, you know, Star Wars, the first one. And they're like, you mean
which
the fourth one?
Yeah.
So I think that there'd be room to go back and do prequels, even for J.K. Rowling's and. So yeah, Mark, I'm down with your idea that enough is enough. She's loaded.
I'm not saying that that's what should happen. I'm just be prepared that she may very well decide that this whole idea of producing more stuff with her idea isn't that great of an idea.
True, she may feel like it's complete and that it doesn't need to go any further. I guess only time will tell. So here's some other suggestions. Spin off and off and off. The original Star Trek spawned 6 television series over 4 decades. The expanded Star Wars canon includes novels, comic books, an animated children's show, and one epically awful cash-in variety show, the Star Wars Holiday Special, broadcast once in 1978 and never ever again.
That was good stuff.
There was actually speaking of people that do online videos and use production effects and things like that, the Angry Video Game Nerd is one of these characters on the internet, and he's quite a success story.
One of those
guys who started doing something because he loved to do it online and has turned it into a profit center. I don't know if he's making a full living at it thus far, but he may. I think he did say at one point that he quit his full time job. Which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess his fans really want that content produced,
But he does more than just video game reviews of old bad video games. He also does cinema reviews, and he'll do other kind of different video projects. And one of them that he did was the Star Wars Holiday Special. He went into it and went into detail on just how bad
I saw this. And, at the time, I was 7, 8, 9, something like this. What was it, 1978?
78.
I was 7. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was all it needed to be. I was so excited, because...
It was all Wookiees, right?
C-3PO, he, fell apart, and R2-D2 saved him, and then the princess, she was pretty, and she had the white dress with the funny braids, and,
Does that happen in the holiday special?
I can't remember the holiday special.
I thought it was all Ewoks.
No, Ewoks weren't even invented in 1978.
Really? Not Ewoks. That's not what I mean. Wookiees. Yeah. Wasn't it all Wookiees?
Han Solo's Mon.
I cannot remember.
Chewbacca.
I can't imagine. You sound like a Sarlacc.
I can sound like the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Well, give it a shot. Everybody wants to hear it now. Which one was that?
I don't know. It was a baby.
All right. According to Wikipedia, in the storyline that ties the special together, Chewbacca and Han Solo visit Kashyyyk, Chewbacca's home world.
Kashyyyk.
To celebrate Life Day, along the way they are pursued by agents of the Galactic Empire who are searching for members of the Rebel Alliance on the planet. So yeah, the special introduces 3 members of Chewbacca's family, and it's definitely a focused on...
I don't remember a thing about it. I remember being excited about it coming out, and that's all I remember.
Yeah, it looked pretty horrible.
There wasn't much on TV at the time anyway, so it's you have to
take what you got
versus what was available.
Similarly, Ms. Rowling announced last month the upcoming launch of Pottermore.com, a website featuring additional illustrations and 18,000 new words. Well, there you go, Mark. There's an early indicator that she's willing to keep this thing going.
18,000 more words?
Given market demand for all things Potter, a sign-up page for the site crashed almost immediately following the announcement. It's a safe bet that the milking of the Potterverse has only just begun. Also, how else to cope with the loss of Harry Potter's film franchise? Stimulate the economy. Video games, trading cards, Dixie cups. Not one, but 2 branded versions of the venerable board game Risk. You name the item, and chances are Star Wars fans can buy it or ride it thanks to the Star Tours attraction at Disneyland. Potter followers, of course, already have flocked to the wizarding world of Harry Potter, an Orlando theme park that sports
roller coasters. Wow, a full theme park.
Yep. And restaurants that serve strawberry peanut butter ice cream, plus butterbeer, which hopefully tastes better than it sounds. Another one here. Life imitates Hogwarts. Ronald Reagan's strategic defense initiative, the Cold War plan to develop space weaponry capable of shooting down incoming Russian nuclear warheads, earned the nickname Star Wars. Star Trek has been referenced in everything from the Beastie Boys lyrics to The Simpsons. In the manner of classic myths, entertainment sagas like Potter have a way of permeating their surrounding culture to the point of blurring or even erasing the line between fantasy and reality.
Yeah, you know, this is sort of the way that the major films, truly, they integrate. They touch people on so many levels that you can use, that their analogies are available to everyone. I mean, Star Wars, you can people use this all the time to explain things. Another one is Matrix. Matrix is used, that whole red pill, blue pill thing is used by so many different, the Christians use it, the libertarians, everybody says, we understand how the world really works. You got to take our red pill,
right,
or whatever it is. And yeah, these are how the truly great films really integrate.
Case in point, in Potter, the fictional students of the fictional Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry play a fictional game called Quidditch, in which wizards fly around.
Quidditch.
You can tell I'm not a huge fan. But I've seen the movies and they're good. In which wizards fly around on broomsticks and toss balls through hoops. Now, on actual American college campuses in real life, real students play a version of the game in which they toss balls through hoops and run around with broomsticks between their legs. I would imagine alcohol's involved. They don't mention that here. Alas, nobody flies, all of which would seem stranger if Star Wars hadn't already inspired a real-life Jedi religion, the way Klingons of Star Trek, a race of warrior aliens, have inspired the creation of a viable language. That's right, people actually do speak Klingon.
Yeah, you can on the interwebs, you can figure out how to speak Klingon, and it's amazing. It's amazing how people just love this stuff.
According to the fan expert here, he says they spoke Klingon on the show Frasier. Shakespeare and the Bible have been translated into it. And there's an actual Klingon Language Institute in Pennsylvania. So in case you want to go and sign up and take classes on how to speak Klingon, can do that.
There's something for everybody, man.
Keep hope alive. The promotional poster tagline for Deathly Hallows Part 2 reads, "It all ends." Maybe so. Hollywood's historical weakness for sequels, however, suggests otherwise. Lucas wrapped up his original Star Wars trilogy in 1983, but after years of hemming and hawing, he produced three additional movies. Were Homer alive today, the Iliad 2, Troy's Revenge, would likely be in pre-production. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up anything you would like. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.